Here's the question that a number of people are asking after the difficult rollout of the Affordable Care Act. Is it proof that the government isn't capable of running a comprehensive health care system? Or is the law so complicated that it highlights the need to adopt a streamlined, single-payer system in the future? Senator Sanders says the answer is clearly the implementation of a single-payer system. That's why on Monday, he introduced legislation to phase out the Affordable Care Act in several years and replace it with a publicly financed, state-administered single-payer system.
What we need to do is move toward a simple system, a non-bureaucratic system, which says health care is a right. It's not a question of choosing one of 38 different insurance companies.
Sanders says there's little chance that his bill will pass in the foreseeable future, but he hopes it starts a national debate over access to affordable health care.
The way that we will ultimately succeed is when one state, and I certainly hope it's the state of Vermont, shows that you can provide universal care in a cost-effective way. And if that works, you're going to have other states saying, hey, you know, we want to do what Vermont did.
Mark Larson is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access. He agrees with Sanders' assessment.
That's partly why we want to move in the long run to a universal system where the issue would be, are you a Vermonter? And if the answer is yes, then you're covered.
Darcy Johnston of Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom has a very different point of view. She thinks moving towards a single-payer system will destroy the Vermont economy. Instead, she says more competition in the private insurance marketplace is the way to make coverage more affordable.
We compete with market forces, buying across state lines, bringing more insurance companies into the marketplace, and driving down costs. That's what consumers want.
Johnson says there can't be a constructive debate over a single-payer system until backers of the plan outline the specific taxes that will be used to finance the proposal. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.